WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Ever feel like fear's got you stuck? Like it's holding you back from chasing that dream job, starting a new hobby, or even just saying yes when you want to. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments where fear whispers in our ear and tries to convince us that we're not good enough, strong enough, brave enough. But guess what? That little voice is often louder than it needs to be. Today, we're diving into something super important. Overcoming fear and building real courage. Because let's face it, life's too short to live in a constant state of what if. We're going to explore some practical stoic principles that can actually help you silence those fears and step boldly into the world. Think of it like this. Fear's a natural emotion, right? It's designed to keep us safe. But what happens when fear becomes a wall instead of a guide? Well, it keeps us from experiencing all the amazing things life has to offer. That's where stoicism comes in. It's not about ignoring your fears or pretending they don't exist. It's about understanding them, acknowledging them, and then choosing to act despite them. So, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you turn fear into fuel for a more courageous life. 1. Recognize your fears. The first step is often the hardest, right? You gotta face your fears head on. What are those things that make your heart race? What stops you from taking action? Write them down, talk about them with someone you trust, or even just acknowledge them in your own mind. Naming your fears takes away some of their power. Remember, fear feeds on the unknown. The more we expose it to light, the less intimidating it becomes. 2. Shift your perspective. This is where stoicism really shines. Think about it like this. You're not a helpless passenger in your own life. You have choices. You can choose to focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and let go of things that are outside your realm of influence. That doesn't mean ignoring problems, it means choosing how you respond to them. When you realize you have a choice in how you react to fear, it shifts your entire mindset. 3. Embrace discomfort. Here's the thing about courage. It's not the absence of fear, it's the willingness to act despite it. Stepping outside your comfort zone can feel terrifying, but that's where the real growth happens. Ever notice how you feel after conquering a challenge? That sense of accomplishment? That's what courage feels like. 4. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes being present in the moment. When fear creeps in, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This can help ground you and bring you back to reality. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind. It's amazing how quickly that shift can calm those anxious feelings. 5. Remember your values. What truly matters to you? What are your core beliefs? When fear tries to steer you off course, remind yourself of what's important. Living in alignment with your values gives you a sense of purpose and direction, which can be incredibly empowering. Now, imagine this. You're standing on the edge of something new and exciting. Maybe it's a big presentation at work, trying out for that soccer team, or even just having a tough conversation with a friend. He might whisper in your ear, telling you to back down, but remember those stoic principles we just talked about. Recognize that fear, shift your perspective, embrace the discomfort, practice mindfulness, and keep your values at the forefront. That's how you turn fear into fuel for courage. You've got this. So, what's one small step you can take today to face a fear head on? Maybe it's something as simple as saying hello to someone new or taking that first step toward a goal you've been putting off. Remember, every little bit of courage counts. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of stoic inspiration. Let's build a community of brave souls ready to tackle anything life throws their way. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.